One moment.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle pricing and details for your area. It looks like you were speaking here with CJ. Did he do a good job explaining to you the reason for the call?
Yeah, CJ did a great job.
Oh, good, good. So I'm just actually pulling up some notes that he had sent over to me. So let me just grab these really quick. So it looks like, I don't know if one of us, do you remember speaking with someone back in September about marketing for your business here at Local Splash?
I don't remember, no.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
You're probably like me. Sometimes I don't even remember what happened 5 minutes ago, no? Okay. So I was taking a look, Sean. So there was a note that had mentioned that they had discussed with you, like, about the Google Guaranteed program where you pay per lead, but you weren't quite licensed yet, and you were working on the insurance, right? You were more interested in, like, social media.
I'm fully insured now.
Oh, you are now? Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, we're fully insured. We've put an application for licensing. We're just waiting to get it back now.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations then. Okay. Now, help me understand a little bit more about the services that you offer, because landscape could mean a couple of different things, right? When I think of landscaping, I'm thinking like the hardscape, the construction side of it.
Yeah, we do maintenance and landscape construction. So
maintenance and landscape construction. Okay. So you do both. Okay. Okay. Perfect. Now, CJ had put in a note, $1,700 a month is what you're paying for marketing now?
It was what I was paying with the last company that cold called me.
No, $1,700 a month? Wow.
Yeah.
And that was for SEO?
That was for SEO, I guess, management of, like, the website, like, maintenance on the website, and
okay.
Also the, like, some budget, right? So he was, like, I think, you know, and some budget, right? For ad spend.
Yeah.
Spending around, like, $600 a month on ad spend, and then, like, $1,000 was for them to do, I guess, SEO and also do, the website, I guess, management and, like, additions to the website, right? Like, to keep adding on it, right?
That's a lot. How long were you with them, Sean?
I think I paid them for 2 or 3 months, and then I was like, listen, you know, you guys literally have brought me zero leads. I mean, I got two phone calls from them, from the what they were doing.
Okay.
And they were, like, horrible, like, quality-wise, because they ran their own, like, you know, they ran Google ads as well. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It wasn't just SEO. It was also,
right,
they were like, you know, running the ads on Google. So,
uh-huh,
you know, for what it was, you know, they were spending like $600 a month on ad spend. And then on top of it, they were spending, you know, $1,000 a month to do the website and to
SEO. So they had $600. So this is what I'm understanding. $600 was going to the Google ad spend a month, right?
Yep.
And then the $1,100 is what was covering.
I think when I talked them down, and they ended up decreasing. It was $1,600, I think. I was paying them.
Okay, so then
it was
$1,000 was going to your management.
Management
of the website and the local SEO. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
For the management. That's like insane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it safe to say, did you make any of that money back on what you invested with them over the course of the 2 or 3 months?
No. $0. It was just, I burned whatever I put in there.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
So I had a bad experience with them. Like, you know, for what it is. So, you know, you guys kind of got to win me over here, because, I mean, I use
I understand.
I have a kid that runs the local Facebook ads for me. Like,
okay.
You know, like the he doesn't do the real, but you know, the pay Facebook ads.
Yeah.
And he does
a
pretty good job. You know, I convert with him. You know, and I actually get a return.
Good.
And I've been using him for like a year.
Okay. Good. Good. So you got Facebook ads covered, right? Okay.
Yeah.
You have someone managing that. The license that you're applying for, is it the home improvement contractor registration license for New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. And I know you're waiting on that. How far do you typically travel? I see a note here.
I don't mind going
40 to 60
like 30.
Or 30 miles.
Yeah, somewhere up. Yeah, up
okay.
to. Yeah.
Up to. Okay. Since you have someone managing your Facebook page, okay, I don't want to mess that up, right? You have that under wraps. You're happy with how that's working. You're getting a good conversion. Now, there's two programs that I can offer you, okay? Local SEO along with Google Ads, but we're managing those Google Ads, and I'm going to tell you, with you covering a 30-mile radius, I think a good way for you to start with that, if we did, I'm trying to think what's going to be the best option.
Does Google Ads require licensing to run?
For Google Ads, no. For the Google Guaranteed, which is the local service ads, the licensing is required for the landscaper, but not for the lawn care.
Well, yeah, I know.
Okay. And you have to have at least a $500,000 general liability insurance. So let me talk to you about Google Guaranteed. Okay. So Google Guaranteed is Google's pay per lead program where the lead's going to come to you in the form of a phone call. Okay. You are not sharing it with anyone. It is only sent to you.
Yep.
Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, I use it right off.
Okay, perfect. So you already are approved for it, am I right?
For the lawn side.
Okay, so you got the lawn care done on that. Perfect. How do you like that program?
I mean, it's great, but I mean, for the most part, I don't need someone to manage that. You know what I mean? If, you know, like I can put ad spending through Google Guaranteed. It's not, you know.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no. Listen, it's an excellent program. I'm glad that you're a part of it. So the only package then that I would recommend for you, and I'm going to tell you something, once you get your license, get yourself approved for that other vertical, for the landscaper, okay?
Yeah.
So what I would recommend for you, right, Sean, if we do a package with the Google Ads, okay, and the local SEO, basically what you would be looking at, I would say starting you off with a $499 package and a $99 setup fee, okay? So it's a fixed flat rate of $499 a month. You have a one-time $99 setup fee. Basically, what we're doing is we're allocating $300 to your Google Ads that we are managing. You are not going to incur the click fees, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. If you want to add more money to that, like later on down the road, you see that, hey, I like the way this is working, okay? You can always allocate more money to the Google Ads. You just let us know how much more, and you pay the difference, right?
Okay.
$199 is going to go to your local SEO, okay? So basically...
Okay. This is one thing that's a deal breaker for me. Do you guys require a contract? If I sign with you guys, is there like a six-month contract, 12-month contract?
It's not a contract. Listen, it's not a contract. It is a monthly program. But I'll always be transparent with you. I'll ask you for a three-month verbal agreement to stick it out with us for 3 months. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time.
That's fine.
Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what we ask for. And your price stays the same. Like, even if you were with us for 6 years, it stays the same price, right? That price won't change. Mm. Okay? But basically, this will cover your local SEO, content creation on Bing. We always do the directory submissions of Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So, like, we're not creating you new pages, but we make sure those pages are visible. We also cover what we call the mobile platform, So what that means, anyone using their iPhone, Android, tablet, voice searches, they will also pull you up on that first page. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Using any of those devices, even like the Google Home or Amazon Alexa.
But by first page, this is essentially telling me what's under Google Guaranteed, right?
Yeah. So you know how like you have Google Guaranteed at the very tippy top, and underneath of that is going to be the Google Ads and the local listing?
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I'm talking about. Those two spotlight positions. Yeah, we won't interfere with your Google Guaranteed, and we're not going to do anything with your Facebook because you already have that under wraps, right? And this would mainly be getting you found for both the lawn care and landscaper categories, right? So utilize
specific keywords. Yeah, I mean, as far as the lawn care, I'm not too concerned like with that side of it.
I would think more landscaping is going to be your bread and butter, right?
Well, with the lawn mowing, it's mostly commercial clients, like I try to target and like most of them don't call. You know, you call them and you know, you
kind of pitch your, hey, this is what I got, right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
As far as like landscape construction, I mean, it's $600 to set up. Is it $600 to set up or $600 a month?
It would be. So basically, you pay the $499 and the $99 setup fee.
So $600 the first month, and then $500 for the
$499 every month after that. Correct. Uh-huh.
And I guess okay. I know you're trying to sell me, but
okay.
I guess what can I expect, right? With the SEO, right? Because like I said, I've used the company before. It was garbage. You know what I mean? Like, I literally just burned so much money.
The fact that they were even charging you $1,000 is just mind-boggling to me, because that's a lot of money. For them to be charging you for a website and then local SEO, that's outrageous. I would have thought they would have allocated $1,000 to your Google Ads and $600 to local SEO. I mean, I could understand, right? Because $600 managing your website, local SEO, and whatever programming they're doing, and then $1,000 going to your Google Ads. But I mean, the way that they did it, that's like, that's a crazy number. So, now how this would all work, right? And again, I work on being transparent only because that's just the way I am, even in my personal life. I like for both of us to be on the same page, and especially with the experiences that you've had in the past, I would rather that you have a clear understanding of how everything works. And you know what? If that means that you decide, like, I don't like the conditions, then, hey, at least I did my job being honest with you, okay? This won't happen overnight, right? Everything's a process. So how we get it set up, right? Let's say you're like, Nadine, let's do it. Okay, you and I are going to create the account for our back office, okay? We're going to verify business information. I'm going to read to you a voice verification recording even before I process your payment that'll outline our service agreement. I'm going to tell you that it's a three-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. I'm going to say the amount. I'm also going to state to you that if you cancel before the 90 days, there is an early termination fee. I'll give you an example, okay? Let's say you pay your second month, and then you're like, after your second month, you're like, listen, I just want to cancel, okay? You will have $199 early termination fee. If you cancel after your 90 days, excuse me, no cancellation fee, okay?
Yep.
Now, we will assign a tracking number, a local tracking number that is linked to your phone, and I'm going to tell you why. Because this is how you're going to track if those calls are actually coming from our program. You're not having to take our word for it. It'll be a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. You will have a local Splash app that you can download from the App Store and also the client dashboard where you can track everything. Your Google Analytics, the Google Ads, the clicks, how many phone calls you got. You can even organize your calls, all of that.
As far as SEO goes, you guys are doing what? You guys are making a website and like putting search terms, or are you guys working on the Google
profile? So let me ask you this. We're doing the search terms. We're doing the optimization of the profile, the keywords, search terms. We're posting on that profile. Who created your website?
Well, I mean, I've had a few, right? That company created one for me, but they took it down after, you know,
Yeah, there's one that's missing. Uh-huh. Okay, so you don't have a website right now, correct?
Right now I have one, but it's like Facebook specific, right? I don't know. Let me double check what it looks like.
Okay, because I clicked on the one that was there. You know what? When I think Euro style, I just think like exquisite. I just think like European, nice, detailed. You know what I mean? When I read your name, I don't know. That's what I think. I don't know if that's what you were going for, but that's the first thing that comes to my mind when you think European, you know?
Right now the bulk of the websites, I'm not sure why, but they're not coming up. Right now, my guy's just starting up again.
Okay.
Because we shut the ads off for winter because, you know, it wasn't worth it, really.
Yeah. Well, no, that's like your off season, right? The winter?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. There's snow, but other than that, I mean, there's nothing else here.
Yeah.
Yep. So it wasn't worth the money.
So right now, do you have someone that is working on your website or no?
Well, he may put like a Facebook specific website, just essentially.
Okay.
So a website designed specifically to land people from the Facebook ads.
Okay. So listen, I can ask them to create your website. It's not going to cost you more. In fact, do you get text messages on the phone that we're speaking on?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you like an example of one just so you understand like the layout of it. Now, our websites are Google compliant. They are mobile friendly. They do have the automatic SEO settings as well that will help with your ranking. It will not be an additional cost. Okay, Sean, I would have them included. Now, I'm going to be, again, straightforward with you. Let's say one day you decide, I don't need you guys anymore. I want to discontinue services, okay? I'm going to ask you, make sure you always call 3 business days before your bill is due so that way you don't get charged on that date, okay? If it's after your 90 days, we simply part as friends. When it comes to the website, okay, you have the following options. Now, you could pay us $49 a month. We will continue to host and manage that website, okay?
Yeah.
Or you could choose to pay, you know what, I only want the domain. You pay $99 buyout for the domain. The domain is yours, but not the content. So now what that means, Sean, is that you would have to recreate your website, but you got the domain. Or you could say, I don't even want it, and that's, you don't need it. Okay? But our websites, I mean, like I said, they're Google compliant, mobile friendly. I sent you an example of one, and it'll show you, like, if you're looking at it from a phone or from a laptop, like the desktop, or from an iPad. Okay.
All right. So, question for you guys. You just said if I cancel with you guys, I have to buy out my domain.
If you want it. If you don't want it, so we'll always give you the option. Like, let's say you call in to cancel, they'll say, okay, Sean, you have the option to pay $49 a month and we'll at least continue to host and, you know, manage your website that we built, or if you don't want that and you would rather just have the domain, you would purchase a domain at a one-time $99 charge, and then the domain is yours, but not the content. So what that means, Sean, is that you're recreating your website, but you got your own domain now. Or you could just say, I don't want either one. I'm good. So they're always going to give you that option.
So eventually, even if it's my domain, I have to buy my domain back.
If you use, no. If you have your own domain, okay, we would prefer to use your domain, okay, to create your website if you already have one, okay? We would prefer to use yours. But if we're using your domain, we create the website, then later on you want to cancel, it's $49 if you still want us to host and manage the domain, or if you're like, I don't want to pay that. I just want my domain. Okay, cool. Then we just part ways. So your domain is yours, but then again, you're recreating your content, but you're not paying back for your domain.
Okay. Okay.
Does that kind of clarify?
I was just curious about that. If I already did,
you're like, wait a minute, why am I trying to back my domain? What's going on here? No, I'm sorry, I didn't know you already had your own domain. Yeah, if you have your own domain, hunt, no, we're not gonna tell you. Oh, you need to buy it back. No, we won't do.
Yeah,
that.
I was gonna say that sounds like.
You're like, what the heck? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Clarify here, Nadine. Yeah, no. If you have your own domain, we prefer to use yours. Absolutely.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. So, and CJ was saying that you can essentially do a price reduction. What's the price reduction?
So that is the price reduction because I'll tell you this. Typically, this package alone has a one-time $299 setup fee, which I took off $200 to help you with that. Now, the $499, that's typically over $1,000, the original cost, okay? However, because of you having, you know, the Google Business Profile, right, I took that into consideration, okay? And also because of the years of experience that I was looking at, I'm like, you know what? Let me bring them in with a credit to help with pricing. Okay. I think you've been in business less than what? 5 years? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're still what we consider a new business. Okay. Sean, you and I both know that when you're a new company, a lot of investing goes into starting your company, right? A lot of investing. And so with that, you know, I want to help your business, right? I'm not trying to break the bank here. So that's why I was able to bring it down to $499. I think that's a good price point for you with $300 being allocated to the Google Ads, which gives you that, you have that flexibility that if you ever want to add more to your Google Ads campaign, you have that ability to do so. You just let us know how much more you want to allocate, right? Like, let's say you're like, hey, I want now 500 going to my Google Ads. Then you would pay the difference of 200. So now that would change your $499 to $699, which means $699, you got now 500 going to your Google Ads. Make sense?
Yeah, I understand. So what can I expect to see as far as, so I want to know what I can expect as far as like leads go. I know it's not like, you know, like a pay per lead kind of thing because it's not. So what can I expect as far as like the leads coming in from you guys essentially over the over the months essentially? You know, I'm not expecting nothing for the first month, to be honest, right? Like, I mean,
what I always say is this. With the timeline that I give, right? 5 to 7 days, like I said, is the directory submission, Google Ads, and the website are live within 7 to 14 days. In regards to the local map, okay, that local map section with optimizing you on the first page, maintaining you there, no matter what, I'm going to stick to the timeline that's written in our terms and conditions. And it states, it's 60 to 90 days. And I say that no matter what, even when I've seen it happen sooner, Sean. And it's because I like to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay? Now, have I seen it happen sooner? Yes. But I'll still tell you 60 to 90. Okay? The first month,
a lot of it is 60 to 90 days. What, I'm saying, like, after, let's say, the 60 to 90 days, that range, right? What, I mean, what's the ballpark I can expect, right?
Well,
if I'm spending $1,500 with you.
This is what I'm saying. Like the first month, right? A lot of it is going to be the programming. Now, I'm not saying that you might not get some calls because you might. When you build
I'm not expecting anything on the first month.
Yeah, and when you build the strength of this program, I will say we'll be in the second month, right? Now, I cannot tell you, Sean, you're going to get 20 calls or 50 calls, or you're going to have this guy call you, you know, because he wants you to do this whole, you know, landscape install with, you know, hardscape and water features and all that. I can't tell you that because it really depends on the demand, right? But what I can tell you is this. Not only with the tracking and reporting system, you also have a team dedicated to your account, and you're going to have an account manager that's going to give you like that white glove treatment, okay? We don't start seeing a profit within our company until someone has been with us at least 4 months. So even if you cancel that 3 months, our company is still losing money. So trust me that we're going to do everything we can to make sure that you're getting the results and getting the return on what you're investing, because we would rather retain you as a longtime client because the program is working. You know what I mean? So we're consistently earning your business, because at any time you could decide, I want to cancel. So to give you a solid number, I really couldn't do that. Now, if it was, you know, Google's local service ads, the pay-per-lead, I could tell you, listen, we can get you up to 13 leads a month. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I can give you more of a number like that of an expectancy. But when it comes to Google ad campaign and local SEO, I would be a liar if I told you you're going to get 20 calls or you're going to get 60. You know what I mean? I can tell you that in the last 30 days in your area, there was actually 1,213 searches that were done for landscaping. Now, that could have been someone looking for whether it was a landscape design, install, hardscape, you know, irrigation, because it all falls under that category, right? Now,
yeah,
those aren't phone calls, okay? Because even I would go bat crazy if my phone rang that much. I'd probably go berserk, you know? But with that amount of phone calls, if you could even capitalize on a percentage of those, I feel like when you have them on the phone, you have no problem selling your services. You just got to get them on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, I hope that kind of clarifies. I don't ever want to be misleading in any way whatsoever, you know? Okay.
Well, I kind of want to ballpark, right? Because then I don't want to go into this. Like, I have another company US ago, and I had 3 calls over 3 months. They spent double the budget you did, essentially, on the Google Ads, or they said they did. And, you know, they were all crappy. There was not one quality lead. A lot of people were calling me through the ad, and then it was for something totally obscure.
And that's the thing. I mean, I don't even know how. I mean, $600 is quite a bit. You know, did they allocate it where it ran throughout the month, or did they look at the times of days that those ads were running? You know what I mean? Were they hitting targeted areas for you? What keywords were they using? There's a lot of factors that go into that. Now, when it comes to the expertise on that, that's why we have our team that's dedicated to it, because they have the database, right? You know, this is something that's also conducted in your client interview and onboarding, but we have a team that's dedicated to it. I mean, that's what I can tell you. I can only speak for our company. I can't speak for other companies. I don't know. I don't even know what they did. I mean, over the course, honestly, of 3 months of you investing $1,600, right? I mean, let's clearly do the math on that. Okay. $1,600 you invested over the course of 3 months. That's $4,800. And you got 3 phone calls?
Yeah.
That means there was something that they weren't doing right. Me, I prefer for you to start with a package like this, and if you need to allocate more to your Google Ads because it's at your discretion, then you have that. You have that ability to do so. But it doesn't make sense to me to put you in a package a lot higher with more money being allocated to the Google Ads. You know what I mean? I like for you to work your way up, you know what I mean, on what you're investing into the Google Ads. And I say this because you're already investing in local service ads, okay? So having local service ads is one of Google's better products. I will tell you that right now. So if you're investing in that, I don't see the need for you to be investing right now $600 into the Google Ads alone. Now, were they aware that you had the Google local service ads? Did they know that you had that program already?
Yeah.
Okay. So that right there for me is a red flag as to why they would want to charge you $1,700. Because if they knew anything about local service ads, they would know that's insane for you to spend $1,700. Yeah. So I'm sorry that you had that experience. I know it's not my fault, Sean, right? And I know you're not trying to give me the black eye for it. But again, all I can do is be transparent with you and tell you how we work. And I'm not going to sit here and promise you you're going to get 20 calls because, again, I would be blowing smoke. I would be a liar. I don't have a way of telling you how many calls you're going to get in that month, right? Because, again, we're talking the demand at that moment.
Yep.
And
I'm a numbers guy, you know. You've been in business for however long, right? You should
know. We've been here 22 years. 22 years.
So you guys should know you guys do, right? You get it, different areas are different, right? Like rural areas, there's less still searching, there's, you know, different times of month where less traffic comes in.
Well, I mean, I'm in California, right? My weather is way different from yours. You guys just not too long ago had a bad storm, right? So, you know what I mean? Your seasons are going to be different from ours when your season starts compared to California. Like right now, I'm telling you, we're having a heat wave. Okay, it's like we went from winter to summer. I don't know what happened to spring. We skipped it, right? So, like for me, here in California, there's really never any downtime for landscapers because of our weather, right? Unless if you're kind of up north, you know what I mean? Where it rains a little bit more, right? But if I'm talking to someone like you back east, you know what I mean? Your business really doesn't start picking up until about maybe what? March, April? And then you guys kind of finish off October or even November, depending on how the year's been. Right? Because I noticed lately it starts a little bit later, but it goes on a little bit longer. So, you know, for you, it wouldn't make sense to be marketing, you know, probably the months of November, December, January, and February, right? Because those are probably going to be a little bit more slower months for you. So your investment would be different on what you're doing in those months, correct? So I understand that. We're very well aware. We even have where people do a seasonal hold because, I mean, their work is outside. If it's ice on the ground, obviously you can't do any landscaping. You can't clean pools during that time. So people do what they call seasonal holds. So we're very well aware of that, okay? But on average, when you think about it, right, they say the average cost per click on a Google ad is about an average $10 per click. Right? Some clicks could range $2, $4, $10. It really depends. But again, when we're allocating it, we're allocating those $300 so that it's running throughout the month. The first month, we are putting an additional $130 of our own money into those Google ads as like a little boost or bonus for you that first month that we do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, all right. Again...
So, yeah, so the average is $10 per click. It's per click, right? So
let's say average is $10. Let's say that. I mean, again, some of them could be $4, $6. I don't know. But let's just say average $10.
Yeah. So it's per click, right?
Per click, correct. That's what they say.
So let's say 10% convert, right? So I can expect, three to, six leads a month for the... for the whatever $500 I'm spending?
I'm sorry, repeat that one more time.
I would be expecting like 3 to 6 leads a month, somewhere there. Is 10% is 20% convert?
I would say, you take, let's say, 300, right? $10 per click average, right? So that's like, let's say 30, right? And then usually they say what? let me pull out my calculator here. My brain's kind of fried today. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say about what you can convert, probably like 2 to 3, maybe. What is like your average job? Like, what would you say the average cost is on a job for you? I mean, just like off the top of your head, it doesn't have to be exact. Like, I guess what I'm trying to figure is how many
the minimum
jobs
would
you need to offset the cost?
Well, I mean, I don't mind. As long as I'm getting leads, that's fine, right? As like I said, I just want a number for you guys, so to what I can expect, and if you guys essentially
if
you're
looking, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you're looking for me, Sean, to give you a solid number so you can hold me to that, I can't do that. I'm sorry,
well, no,
I don't have a solid number for you.
I know how this works, right? I know it's SEO. My Facebook guy, you know, it's not a solid number either, you know, but he can give me rough numbers. Tell you, you're spending this much. This is what the average cost per click is. This is what, you know, you're not going to, whatever, you know, these are the leads that it can, this is what per lead, not even click. This is what it is per lead to get these numbers, right? This is what this last ad we ran was. This is what this ad was. $17, $3, whatever it may be, right? And he tells me the numbers, and, you know, like, it's more transparent, right? I'm just looking for some numbers. I don't care if it's the, I want to hear, like, the worst case scenario, right? I know you're trying to give me, like, you know, the best case scenario to tell me. You don't want to really give me numbers. But, you know, like, I don't, like, first of all, I don't trust the SEO, right, because of, like, my last experience I had with it. I don't really care for it that much because I'm going to be spending money elsewhere anyway on the advertising. I don't mind spending it if it is worth it, you know?
Well,
but I got to...
You know, even you know? When, like, for example, right? Even when I look, okay? Like, for a landscaper, they're in your area, right? In Perryville. Okay. Google Ads, it says the average cost per click generally ranges between $3.65, right, $3.65 to $5.47. But you've got to also take into consideration, New Jersey is competitive, okay, high cost of living market.
Yep,
so sometimes those ads, like if it was someone looking for, like, let's say a patio installation, right, that's more of a higher-end service. It could drive the cost up to $10 to $20 per click, right?
Yeah, that's
more of what I could tell you, but to say, like, expect this amount of leads, I mean...
Let me just understand the Google Ads
okay.
a little bit better.
Yeah.
The cost per the click is they click on the ad and they look at it, right? That's not that they're
the click, yeah,
actually
the click
putting
means,
any info in.
Right. So
it's kind of like clicking on a website.
Correct. So either when they click on that ad, they're either clicking to call you, right? Or they're clicking to go straight to your website where they could fill out the form that'll send you like what they call a lead, right? So that way you have information, you call them, hey, I noticed, you know, blah, 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 right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
So basically a cost per click is them clicking on it. It drives them either to call you or that they're clicking to go straight to your website.
Okay.
Hopefully that kind of clarifies a little bit more for you.
Okay. How about you guys call me back? I want to think about it. I mean, is there more info you have for me or no? About
No, I mean, I can email you everything in writing. As far as, like, the package that I was offering you, I was just looking for an email for you.
Sure. The email is going to be, it's on the business profile on Google, but it's Sean, so S-E-A-N. And the last name is N as in Nancy, A-C-H-A-J-S-K-I, at EuroStyleLandscape.com.
Okay. Okay, so it's Sean, and then you said N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, H as in Henry, A as in Apple.
C-H.
Okay.
C as in Charlie, H as in Horse.
Yep. Okay, so A-J. It's Sean. Okay, let me just repeat it because I think I messed it up here. So it's Sean, S-E-A-N. And then it's another N as in Nancy or C-H?
Yep. N as in Nancy, A-C-H.
A-C-H, uh-huh.
A-J.
And then S-K-I, right?
Correct.
Okay, and that's at Euro Landscape?
At EuroStyleLandscape.com.
EuroStyleLandscape.com. Okay.
Yep.
I think I got it. Okay. So I'll send out this email to you. If I could ask you, Sean, what is a lot of it for you, and I'm asking you this respectfully, right, because I want to make sure that I did my job in addressing whatever concerns or questions that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still the trust that holds you back, if I could ask you?
Well, I like to make, you know, decisions with more thought. So,
okay.
I mean, partially, probably, right? I mean, like I said, I've used a bunch of different, you know, lead generation platforms,
yeah,
and companies and whatever. You know, I've probably used over 5 different companies. You know, I've used Angie, I've used whatever, a bunch of, you know, you guys have called me.
Different marketing avenues, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, right. You know, so, I mean, like, it's not that I'm unfamiliar. You know, I know kind of roughly how the stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, I want to, like, you guys are fair. You guys seem fair on price. I want to think and see where I am.
Yeah, you know. And again, like, for me, that's why I said, like, you know, with the fact, and this is why I ask the questions that I have, because I don't want to offer you something that you might already have, right? Because that makes no sense. That means I'm not even doing my research. I'm not taking an interest as to what are your needs for your business or your goals that you've set that you want to achieve. What I've heard a lot is, Nadine, I've invested a lot and I've gotten nothing on return. That's what I'm hearing a lot of, right? That
as long as you guys are providing value, I don't mind staying with you guys and paying whatever it is.
It's got to make sense.
Right?
You've got to make back what you're investing. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I agree with you on that 100%. Like, if you're not making that money, like, if you're given a dollar and you're not getting 10 in return, right? Let's say you gave me a dollar and I gave you 10 back. You're going to continue giving me a dollar, or maybe even more, because you're going to get 10 or more back from me, right? But if you're giving me that dollar and you're not getting nothing back and you've done this a couple of times, it's like, okay, at what point do I cut ties now? If you're not getting back on what you're investing within 3 months of being with a company to help you with your marketing, then maybe it's time for you to rethink it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've been in the industry. You know things don't happen overnight. You are very well aware of that. You're looking to invest in something that's going to give you a return. You're not afraid to invest. It's just that I've had some experience.
It's got to make sense. Yeah,
and
exactly. I mean, I've used Angie. I've used a lot of these platforms. Like I said, I've used a lot of platforms before. You know, it's just some, you know, like I said, some platforms are better than others, right? Like, I like the Facebook ads are good. Those have a, you know, return for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, definitely.
The
Facebook
Google
ads are great.
Is great. But, you know, as far as the SEO and this stuff, I've used two companies so far, and, you know, both, I haven't been super happy with either one. So I don't mind giving you guys a shot, seeing if you guys do better. And, you know, if it's not
the email should already be in your inbox, Sean. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It'll say
okay.
In the subject part, VIP package. Okay, with Google Ads.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
You're my last call. I get to go home. So, you know, other than that, Sean, you know, I know tomorrow they're going to still continue to call out on it. If it is something that you're interested in, you are welcome to call me at any time. I just got to take a look at
yeah.
the availability, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Yes.
Tomorrow I'm a little busy. Call me back on Thursday. I guess I don't know what time it is for you, but I would be available, like, around noon here.
Okay.
Starting from there, thereafter, if you want to call me. I should be available.
Okay.
And, you know, I should make up my mind, you know, by then.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll definitely reach out to you afternoon on Thursday. I'll see if my manager could put a soft hold on this. I mean, I'd have to talk with her in the morning because she's already gone for the day, but to see if she'll allow me to put a stop hold on it to at least give you the opportunity. I can't make any promises, but, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask, right? So.
No problem.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
well, John, I thank you for your time. And I did text you my contact information, too. You know, if you decide sooner that you're just like, I don't want it, or yes, I'm, you know what, Needy, call me now, then you're welcome to text me or email me. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, you have a good evening now, right?
All right, perfect.
All right, you take care.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.